Page 192. Activity 2.
Next month, Mars will make its closest approach to Earth in 15 years. Observers are hoping the view will help us gain more useful information about the planet's weather and surface conditions. And the mystery of Mars continues to fascinate Michio Kaku, a world-renowned theoretical physicist, futurist, and author. His latest book is The Future of Humanity, Terraforming Mars, Interstellar Travel, Immortality, and Our Destiny Beyond Earth. I spoke with Michio Kaku when he was in Boston for the Live Works Technology Conference. Well, let's first talk about Mars. There is so much talk now from people, including Elon Musk of SpaceX right now, about colonizing Mars. He wants to send a cargo mission there by 2022. How soon do you think we're going to have humans on the red planet?
Well, let's be honest about it. It takes only 3 days to go to the moon. So the moon is a hop, skip, and a jump from the Earth. And I personally believe that at some point in the future, people will honeymoon on the moon. Hmm. Now, Mars, as you point out, is a whole nother ball of wax. 2 years for a round-trip mission to Mars, plus, of course, all the problems of weightlessness, micrometeorites, radiation, stuff like that. But there are technical problems. We, of course, have sent robot probes to Mars, quite a few of them, in fact. And there are real plans now to go to Mars in the 2030s.
And what's the long-term plan with Mars? Why are we so focused on getting to Mars? It's not really a planet that could support life as we know it on Earth.
Right. Well, first we want to begin the process of terraforming Mars. If you could somehow in the future raise the temperature of Mars by 6 degrees, you could induce an artificial greenhouse effect and it would take off all by itself. Some people think that if you have satellites, solar satellites, that orbit Mars and reflect sunlight down to the polar ice caps, then you could melt the polar ice caps, and then rivers and seas could once again flow freely on the surface of Mars like they did about 3.5 billion years ago. And then bioengineered plants would thrive in the atmosphere. Plants love carbon dioxide. And it may be possible to genetically modify algae and plants that'll grow in that environment. And then mining operations could also take place. The first thing you want to mine would be ice to extract drinking water once you purify it, and also break it up into oxygen and hydrogen for rocket fuel and for breathing purposes. And so the key word is self-sustaining. You don't want a Mars colony to be a drain on the U.S. economy. No, you want it to be self-sustaining, to have its own mining, to have its own agriculture and its own industries.